Nolte, Joe Biden job approval hits two new record lows. By John Nolte on November 16, 2021. Down, down, down go his fraudulency Joe Biden's approval ratings. Down to two new record lows in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls. As of today, President Schwartz's average job approval rating has, for the first time, dipped below 42%. He's now at 41.9%. Today, his second ignoble record is the gap between his approval and disapproval rating, which is now 10.8 points underwater. This is thanks to a 52.7% disapproval rating on top of that 41.9% approval rating. Biden is in serious trouble, and there is no end in sight to his problems because he caused every one of them. Has no empathy for the chaos and pain he's causing and has no desire whatsoever to reverse course. Too much spending has overheated the economy into record inflation. And Biden's still pushing to pass another $1.3 trillion in government spending. His regulatory assault on the energy sectors has exploded gas prices, and he's threatening even more restrictions. His open border policy has swarmed this country with millions of unvaccinated illegal aliens. And he's looking to pass amnesty and government giveaways that would only encourage more illegal immigration. His foreign policy is a catastrophe, and the Taliban have hundreds of American hostages. He's more concerned with enforcing pronouns than the law, and violent crime is surging. Well, voters have had enough. Not only is Grandpa Joe's approval rating hitting record lows, as we saw in Virginia earlier this month, voters are eager for a change. Right now, in the generic congressional ballot, the Republican Party is up by double digits in the two most recent polls. In fact, in my lifetime, I've never seen the GOP poll this well. Not even before their historic sweeps in 1994, 2010, and 2014. The lunatic Democrats face a significant league wipeout. A full-throated ballot box uprising against their woke Nazism, vaccine fascism, transsexual voodoo, racist critical race theory, exploding energy costs, violent crime, financial mismanagement, and lack of empathy for the pain they are causing everyday Americans. I can't wait. As I wrote yesterday, in their demonic effort to divide us, the media, Democrats, big tech, and the rest, are uniting everyday Americans like never before. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.